The Shiloh is starting number one. Erev Pesach, before Chatzos, is one able to do laundry or take a haircut or shave? The answer to that is absolutely not. After Chatzos, one would not be allowed to shave or take a haircut or do laundry. Therefore, this is Nageya, when you wake up at an hour before Yontif and you didn't shave, the only hat that you have is to do it Al Yedei an Akum, is to do it Al Yedei a Goy and an Akum. I love that. Is that go get, make sure an Akum, it's actually quite costly. I had it done once. It's $13 for a shave. But one would not be able to do it. The reason for this is because Erev Pesach is a Yontif, but this man the Beis HaMikdash was Kiyum because they used to bring the carbon Pesach, Erev Pesach. So therefore, we still are knowing that it's Yontif, and therefore we don't take haircuts or shave or do laundry. Okay, next. This must be Kharim fast on Erev Pesach. Our coolest for this. Our Kashokim is the reason why we're makel by this fast and all the other fasts, because by Sarvatavis, whatever it is, we can't just partake in a Siyam and go eat. But for whatever reason, we're more makel by this fast that if you hear a Siyam of a Nesekta, you'd be able to go eat. It's important to know, though, for the firstborns, that one should l'chatchila hear the Siyam, take part in the Siyam, and eat something to be Yaitol Shitas, right? I know it seems pressured, but everyone goes for the macaroons, and there's nothing left for the Bekarim, and there are some Shitas that say that you can't eat the rest of the day because you didn't partake in the Suda. So to be going according to old days, make sure if you guys are not Bekarim, then, you know, be Mavater on the chocolate leaves and make sure the Bekarim have it. What's the deal with the Bedika? The Erev Pesach is when? Is it on a Sunday night?
Sunday night.
The deal is Azoy. Is Minat Torah, obviously you could just be, you could be Mavatulit, and you're good to go. You don't have to worry about searching. However, the rabbis instituted this idea that since Lamaisa is going to come across comets, and you're not really going to be mafkir because, right, i.e. Johnny Walker Blue, etc., all these things is not, you don't want to really be mafkir, so therefore we require you to go search and to burn it the next day. For those that don't want to burn the Johnny Walker Blue, one is able to obviously sell the comets, and there are those that don't sell comets gummers, so one should be obviously each according to his own minig, right? Don't let the rednecks know about this whole thing, because is what? Liquor, yeah, that would be, that's what we call, yeah. All right, next. What do you buy dick with, and what's the beef with those ten little bullies? Am I the only one that calls it bullies?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did anyone say mentions?
No. Actually, your one funny feeling inside.
One said that, right?
Mentions.
What's happened on a Spingel? I remember.
Remember,
as I was asking, I was discussing. I actually was trying to impress with Bora. Remember, I was like, so if you want to be Bora, the mentions.
Oh, mentions.
Right. Sorry.
The munchies.
Right.
That's what I get.
So the reason for this is because we don't want to be brachal of atala, because if you're gonna go searching and you're not gonna find any comets because everyone already cleaned the house 3 weeks before, so therefore you're not gonna have, you just made a brachal of atala according to what some places can say. Therefore we're naig to put down these kabbalistic reasons also. So therefore you for sure have comets. If you find only 9, search again. Make sure you get all the 10 bullies, and if you find 11, that's a problem. Go back and make sure. I mean, there are some that say that don't worry about it, that you don't have to worry about researching your whole house, but obviously you should be a little leery if you have more comets popping up. Then you planted what?
10 Kabbalah?
10, yeah, 10 is a Kabbalistic thing. Yeah, but we do it also for Brachal of Atala, because if I make a Brachal, there's no comets. 10 is a Yeah, it's on the beer, I understand, but this is a comet that you're going to burn. Afterwards, you are mavatalit. One should be careful when you're mavatalit that night. You mavatal everything I didn't see. And the next day, because you can't be mavatal all your comets, because you still want that comets to be yours the next day to burn, because there's a mitzvah of burning your comets. So you're not mavatal all the comets. All the comets you didn't find that night. And the next day, when the time comes, whatever the time is going to be this year, then you mavatal all the comets you didn't burn. After you do the beer comets, you burnt it. Then you mavatal everything you didn't see and everything you didn't burn, which would include everything. The question is, why don't we really, we're not biting the entire house the night before. A lot of Gedolim did that, I understand. They say the story that Moshe searches the whole house, hours and hours, and we know the Gros spent the whole entire night searching for comets. Really, one should do that. There's no heter for us to just do those 10 little the 10 little bullies, right. One should really search the whole house with the candle. A flashlight is also good. It's a candle or a flashlight. The Pesukim are very specific about this. Not any other, like not with oil, because oil, maybe you're not going to want to go to nooks and crannies with oil, etc., etc. It's a candle, a single wick candle, not a torch or a flashlight. And again, what?
That we get from Pell's every year.
That, I don't know. They, and the little spoons that don't work, they fall off. I don't know. Whatever, it's for money. Right.
Candle over a flashlight?
We use a candle because they've always used a candle, but a flashlight does the job as well. It's not, yeah, you have to be something. All right. Schnell. Once again, one should search his house,
all over his house, the night of the B'dika, that is Ikar Mitzvah,
to be Melamed Tzchus. We say that since he searched everywhere else and put up signs, and put up, well, eradicate that from the Savani knowledge, regards to you two. So, if you didn't put up signs or something like that, and you just stopped searching for the first time, then one should obviously go through under the beds, underneath everywhere where Chametz could have gone. Deal with the dorms. Here's the deal with the dorms. Listen up, this is important. Okay. So if your parents checked your room, then you're right. Then I guess you could be the same. I mean, yeah. Right. I'm saying if they did the bedika and they put the point is, in other words, you have to be malamet skus on everyone here, because we're supposed to search the whole night, and we're not doing that. Why not? So we're the derech limit skus, we say, because we did it 3 weeks before and we didn't make a comment. The guy with the dorms, here's the deal: the yeshiva does not sell the dormitories, right? Yeah, and I know no one's aware of this. No, they're gonna announce it. I hope the yeshivas did not sell the dorms. So therefore, when you have your pretzels and your bagels, I don't. What? I know. We were trying to find the answer to this question all day. No one really knows, but it is not done. And Lamaisa, though, the reason for this, I mean, part of the reason is that they can't sell your chametz. They can sell the dorm, but they can't sell your chametz because it's your chametz. It's not their chametz. So Lamaisa, Rabbi Forrest says that what he said to do is, the night before you leave, you should do a bedika. In fact, you should do a bedika. If you look in the Mishnah Berurah, if you're leaving within 30 days, which is what you're doing, you should do a bedika with a ba'ar haner, or with a flashlight. Do it like a regular bedika without a bracha, and just search for all all chametz. Any chametz gummer you had, if you want to hold on to it till after Pesach, so put it in a separate area, if it's expensive chametz, whatever it is, and sell it when you sell your chametz at home. Say on 29 Farmington, wherever the address is, or wherever it is on Carlton, I have in this room, etc., in this area, I have this chametz, and sell it. But if you don't sell chametz gummer, and I'm sure a lot of people, if you'll go home, you'll ask the family, I'm sure that not everyone sells chametz gummer. Not everyone sells, I know people get rid of whiskey and Cheerios and pretzels. Some people do get rid of all chametz. If you do, then your minig is that, and you can't sell your pretzels or your bagels or whatever it is. So you would have to get rid of it. Do a bedika the night before you leave. Put it on the after table. Or give it to me and I'll sell it in my machine. And that's the halakha.
What do you do if you sell from your dorm if you get rid of everything?
You get rid of everything. If you don't sell chametz,
I throw everything out and I make a bedika.
If you did a bedika, then you're fine.
What about like the counter?
You don't have to sell it. If you did a bedika, then it's not any fair. You don't have to sell your house.
Like a countertop. You don't sell.
So I don't know who's at price it is. The communal kitchen. All right, one second. Let's look.
Isn't the chametz included in that?
No. The yeshiva cannot sell your chametz. It's your chametz. The yeshiva can sell their houses. They can sell that. When you're home for Pesach, you clean your house. You don't sell your house because you're living in it. So this is considered, the yeshiva sells the house, but the chametz is not theirs. It's yours. You would have to be required to get rid of it and be mafkarit. And obviously, but you have to do the bedikah. You have to search and get rid of the chametz.
Sure.
Regarding the aftershaves and the shampoos and the soaps and all that stuff that you have, we're going to discuss in a second exactly why aftershaves are a problem. But the soaps and the shampoos, if you could, you would, I know that the yeshiva is going to throw them out. If you don't throw them out anyway, they're going to clean the dorms over Pesach. So practical advice is, if you want to hold on to your, canteen, because you just bought it, bring it home and then bring it back. Regarding the suit, checking the suit for shatnez, I spoke to the man in the shatnez laboratory, and he says that all Hugo Boss suits, if you, right, for those that went to the Sims Bash and purchased for $220, the Hugo Boss suits, there is a problem of shatnez with them in the collar. Now the problem is in the gay of the Ashkenazim, that if you're walking on the street and you realize this on Pesach, right, then if you're Sephardic, you would have to take your clothing off, right? Show it to the world. If you're Ashkenazic, you would not have to. Yes, it's because the makhloik is in regards to the whole thing of shan is this particular situation of the Yugo Boss suit is it's tied with a min shlishi. There's the tzemer and the pishtin, which is I'm a black. Yes, and if you thank God. I feel so relieved. So the type of flax that is usher for whatever reason, we don't know the reason, it's a chayik, right? Nonetheless, it's tied to your collar with a min shlishi, so it's not, whatever it is, there are maholes, that it's not isser shanas deraisa, it's only shanas derabanan, and therefore you don't have to take off, you know, when you find out, you don't have to be take off the begadim, but nonetheless, you have to get rid of it. So now that you know, check your suits, especially European suits are more nice to have.
Starting off the pants.
To have shanas. So if you went to, and smartim, I have more machmer, because whatever it is, we'll get into that another time. Which means I have no idea why, but that's what they hold. What? If you're wearing a linen shirt, all right. If you're wearing a linen shirt, that's fine. If you're wearing, all right. You might be able to. All right. Next shaila. Can one travel to Hawaii on Pesach? The shaila over here is, where is Hawaii? Is it on the international dateline? Exactly. Is it part of the U.S. or is it part of Japan? Is it part of China? If it's not Nagei, everyone, forget it. If it is Nagei, you, if you're rich, so just wanted to say. So then go. Then you have to ask your shaila. There are those that say that you would have to keep 2 days Shabbos. And you would have to be night, because if it's with you, it's in Japan, you'd have to keep Friday, and if it's where, I don't know, there is a Chabad there, and they don't keep Shabbos twice a week. So that's alright, okay. Lamai said, yeah, you would have one, and would have to, I guess, overdose on gefilte fish.
Right.
But that's the, you'd have to ask a shaila, because you could be, it could be that you have to keep 2 days, and that's the deal with that. If it's not Negev, you're invited to join me in my summer home in Flatbush. Okay. Alright. When does one say tefillah to Derek, when he's flying, also Negev, if you're rich, if you're on the runway, I saw Bishen Rugachev. He says that the heavens is not considered Derek, exactly, Derek, whatever it is. So he says, stayed before the runway. This is a psak. I saw it brought down in a safer. That's the end of that. How much matzah to eat? Let's be quick here. Here's the shiurim here, right? There's 8,000 different shiurim. We're just gonna go with one. So if your minig is differently, then fine. It's not. It's also right. Okay. Here's the deal with the matzah. Going with Shulchan Aruch and Rav Moshe here. Alright, Shulchan Aruch says two kazaisim. There are paiskim that say only one kazais. Shulchan Aruch says two because there are two brachas. We're not sure which bracha it goes on which matzah, so we just eat two kazaisim. The sheer kazais is, according to what I have down here, is according to, okay, we're going with the Bonner's book here, okay, because that's as far as he covers all the sheets. He says it's a little less for an average shmur matzah, it's a little less than half. That is your sheer. And that covers, according to Rav Moshe, both kazaisim, by the way. So you'd be Yaitza, Lakala Deis, with her Moshe and the Shulchan Aruch, two kazaisim, a little less than a shmur matzah. That would be Yaitza. With a little less than a half. That's what I said. A little less than a half with the average matzah. If it's a thick matzah, you need a little less than that. If it's a very thin matzah, then you need a little more than a half. It's each according to the shmur matzahs. Shmur matzahs.
The rare ones.
Yeah. Shmur matzahs. Yes, that would be two kazaisim according to Rav Moshe, being mitzdar of all the sheetahs. If you want to go with the R, one second. The R machmir enough that you would have to go, if you're going with the Kazan this shear, which is a bigger shear, and you're going with also this Kadeakilis Pras, according to Rav Moshe, which is a little over 3 minutes. And if you're going with the most machmer shear, which is a little over 2 minutes, and you're going with the most machmer amount of matzah, which is a lot, so you're going to have to eat a lot within a very little time. And that's fine. And that's fine. Now, a lot of people do that. But again, going according to the Shulchan Aruch and Rav Moshe, a little less than a half, your average
big round
shmur, yeah, big round matzahs, a little less than a half, covers two kizesim, and the 3 minutes starts from the swallowage, from the time you eat it until from the swallowage until you finish swallowing it all. Likatkila also, once you have all this matzah in so little time, the likatkila is to chew it all in one shot, right, and then swallow that. Now you don't have to. Now we give you some leeway here. You don't have to swallow them all in one shot. You could just chew it in one shot and swallow it in a few shots. So therefore, one is able to do that. Yes. So one would be able to do that to cover all cheetahs. However, again, not everyone does this. And you go to everyone's seder, you don't always necessarily see that. So there are other makilim. That's the deal with the matzah. We can go on forever. It's not like that with afikamen. This is just with the mitzvah, the rights of eating matzah. Afikamen is less, kairach is less, etc. How much mar? So the shear from mar is, if you're going with the romaine thingies, so if it's a big one, then that's a kazayis. One big one is a kazayis. The endives. If they're smaller, look it up in the book. It depends on the stalk. They have pictures. We encourage everyone to get it. The next one is the crane, the grated mar. The grated mar, this one is the shear, is easy way to remember, is a shot glass. It's just an ounce. So you could fill up a shot glass, the yaitza, with the mar, and then, you know, that would be the shear. The next inning with shearim is the arbakaisis. The question is obviously what? So option number one is with Red wine. Right. Red because that's because because there's a puzzling in Mishnah which I don't remember, and because of the dam. And the Mishnah Berurah says clearly in the time of the blood libels, the Mishnah Berurah says that one should not use red wine, because if you recall when Avi said over the whole Maisa with the Gaylam stories, Darden, is that they did, there actually were libels out there that we used Gaish blood for the wine or something like that.
So therefore,
then you could use, if that's the case, you could use red wine. Interestingly enough, and I read this 2 weeks ago, in Saudi Arabia there was a newspaper that still believes, so just to realize we are still adults, that people, that the Jews do use, I think it's to bake their bread. There's like an article in the paper that, you know, the Passover is coming up, that we bake our bread with their blood.
I read that.
All right. Jewish. All right. So, Abba, guys, one second. Peoples. We've got 4 minutes. Oh. All right. Original drink from Arab blood and the distributor, Ariel Sharon. All right. And now we're from our sponsor.
The shir of arba cases
is like this: is that you need a revius. The revius, once again, going with the Ramesha. Okay, there are more machmir. Ramesha is 3 ounces. 3 ounces. You need, one should drink from all arba cases. Drink 3 ounces. Now, there's a machleik is what the Ramban held. Some say the Ramban held rave cases. Some say the Ramban held the whole case. Okay, so here's what us healthy individuals can do, okay, to go according to all sheikhs. If you want to go according to the way the Bach understood the Ramban, which was that it's the whole case, so what one should do is, people have, I'm sure, many bekers at home. What one should do is make sure you have at least a revius. That's number one. It must be 3 ounces, like kol hadin, right? Once you have a revius, take the smallest possible case and fill that up with wine. If you're drinking wine, all 4 cases. Therefore, right, if you got like those little mini yellow tov mugs that, like, that I still use, right, that you got at your upsharing, but it works because it's 3 ounces, and if you finish the cup, right, then you drink the whole kais, you lechol hadeis, your yaitza, if you have all arba kaises like that, if you finish the whole kais. One second, there are other shiurim. We're just going with something that makes, not makes life sense, I'm saying they all make sense, I'm saying practically for going with the psak and Ramesha here, right, we're not going on forever, we're just going to go with one psak. So again, you must have a revius, and if you're not going to drink a whole thing of wine, if you can't handle it, you should drink rave kais, and if you can't handle that, just drink a revius. But again, if you could handle it, the best thing is to have a small kais. If you can handle a whole big kais, then drink the whole big kais. I mean, kol hakavod. But if you want to remain not intoxicated for the Seder, that would be the deal.
Someone was saying on Pesach?
Yes. 1 second. Let's just move on here. After wine, option number 2 is wine plus grape juice. Option number 3 is grape juice completely, and there are those that drink grape juice, many holy people, i.e. the Brisker Rav, and they say the Kasher,
really?
That's what the disciple says. So definitely, if you drink grape juice, there are those that have done that. But going with what the Yosef Cairo says in the Shulchan Aruch is that it is, the Shulchan Aruch says clearly, even if you don't like wine, you should push yourself to drink wine, even if you get headaches, etc. All right, quickly, we gotta move. All right, what's the deal with kidneys? Questions after. Hear what you're saying. Don't worry about it. Just drink red wine. Regarding the kidneys, kidneys is a minute not to eat kidneys. Guys, we got to finish the 3 minutes. Kidneys is not to eat kidneys on Pesach. This is the Ashkenazim don't, the Sfarim do. Right? Kidneys comes from chickpeas, beans, rice, etc., etc., etc. Right? We don't. They do. They eat grasshoppers also. And I heard, I heard from someone that ate them. It used to be a Shabbos treat. It tastes like crunchy eggs. This used to be a Shabbos party.
Other comments? Right.
Jiminy Cricket.
Crunchy.
No, they're not grasshoppers, they're not cummins. So Lamaisa, one could have kidneys over Pesach, therefore if you have sodas, if you run the soda machine, one can have all the cases of soda because it is only kidneys, because the corn syrup is the problem in them, which comes from corn. The only problem with kidneys is that we worry that it looks, you can make flour from it, so people are going to come to mix it up, but in the Ikar Adin, there is no problem with it, we just don't eat it. And that's the reason why people don't eat in other people's homes, because some people do, some people don't. The Shaila with the Diet Coke is the aspartame that's in Diet Coke, and sweet and low, is grown on kidneys. It's an enzyme, a sweet enzyme that's grown on kidneys. Therefore, Rav Lando on Eretz Yisrael gives a heksher on Pesach for regular Coke. He does not give for Diet Coke. I don't know here what the luck is, but again, you need those. I think it's the yellow caps, that's, and not Diet Coke with lemon. The yellow caps that say OUP, which is for and that would be that. We won't have to go with that. Suck. The deal with gebruchs, again, is the same thing. It's a minig not to eat gebruchs. That depends where you go to. Minig to eat gebruchs. Some people are very stark that you have to have tomato. Some people are very stark that hold a that's like a chayfal le'avir. You can't have gebrots. Each to his own. It's only, and that's only. It's a minig. It's a strong minig. I know there's one rav in Europe that he's held so stark. He held a duck fatal in his shul or something like that. And there are those that will never eat it no matter what. So obviously the only reason, the problem for this is because there's two kshushes. One is that there's unbaked flour, still unbaked flour, and then the other one is that it's going to become it's because when you're going to make flour from matzah meal, when you're going to grade the matzah, it looks like flour, and someone's not going to know, and they're going to see. And all the places can talk about this. Some say that everyone knows that it's from matzah meal. No one knows it's flour. So that's why there's yesh v'yesh and hakol according to what you do at home. All right, the last two shalas are important. They're medications and cosmetics. All right, the klal is that everyone knows, everyone says that it's not roi l'achilas kelev, so therefore I don't have to worry about it. Now here's the problem with this. Okay, the problem with this is that first of all, none of us are canine experts, right? Now you don't know what's good for for a Cleo. Is that his name? I know why he's called Cleo.
Fido grew up on right guard. That's all I'm telling you.
She, Clifford, and Toto. The start of that is Cleo. It has nothing to do with that. No? All right, forget it. I just thought about this. I don't know. Medications. The problem is that, in other words, if it's not Rayla Kilas Kelev, the problem is that there's a cloud called Akshave, right? Akshave is you make it kosher by eating it. So even though your Clifford will not eat a bottle of Tylenol, he won't go near the excedrins or the Advils, etc., or the aftershave, whatever it is, but still there's Akshave, and not aftershave, sorry, medications, talking about eating it, right? All medications that you eat, Pais can say that you're raising it now to something that is right, even though dog won't eat it, but you're taking it for medication reasons, so Akshave, therefore, would be a problem. It would be considered, it raises it back up to the common status. So that's problem number one with, I don't have to look at medications, dogs won't eat it anyway. Because there are sheets, there's much happens to whole mouth, there's much holds not with medication. Because medication is medication, it's not food, you're not raising it to food, it's medication, it's just making you feel better. But the R price came in, and right price seems to be machmer, and we're not to be machmer as well. Problem number two is with the aftershaves and with the clothes and the perfumes, is that there's alcohol in them. And alcohol is another problem, comes to shenifsel is something that you can extract the alcohol from it. So if it's denatured alcohol, it's not necessarily a problem, but if you distill alcohol, you can make it into chametz. So even though the aftershave and the perfume and cologne is not roi l'achilas kelev, but there are places that say that if you extract the alcohol, right, there's only a specific type of alcohol from grains, obviously. There's some alcohol that comes from synthetics. But if it comes from grains, since you can extract it, so to speak, you can make it fit again for chametz, and therefore they ask for the perfumes and the cologne. So that's problem number two. Problem number three is, again, like we said, no one knows what's roi l'achilas kelev and what's not. See, that's just a suffix. So you want to take a chance, fine, but realize that unless you're sure, unless you're an expert in these things and you know that a dog won't go near these things. I don't know. So therefore, we have digest. We have the LA Cola that has a list and all these things. Everyone has to say, I don't want to just buy the book. I know there's no need. I'm looking at it makes it crazy. Just buy the book. And therefore, you're not right. Rabbi Blumenkamp's digest from LA, they have all the medications and all the deodorants. And therefore, one should have in mind that these things are demographic. I called up I tried to just squeeze out the idea that maybe if you're sure it's really good, if you're 100% sure, he's like, how do you know 100% sure? So there are people that are doing research on these things. They know, they told me all the leading place can seem to say one should buy the book. If I can just go for another 3 minutes, if you want to stick around, I just took some popular products that are good. These are brought down in the last year's digest. However, they were good the years before. And if they are not good, the digest just came out today, I will get it. And next week, if there's anything that's off, I'll mention it or put a sign, but as far as I know, these things are okay. All right. If anybody has any other questions, if they want anything to be looked up, please, I'll be more than happy to be mine as soon as I get my Rabbi Blumenkamp's book of 2004. All right. Deodorant by men and all of them by degree, all of them are good. Suave, all of them are good. Mitchum, Gillette, Old Spice, High Endurance is good. Arid, Extra Dry is good. If you have any of them, you will say no. You'll say anti-perspire the entire face. Aftershave. Old Spice is good. Armani is good. And Dracar Noir.
New York.
Your bus driver is good. Shampoo, right? The Awampui,
yeah.
Which was said to help grow hair, and it doesn't work. Okay. is good for Pesach. They sell it in the mall for those of you that want to be ripped off. It's $9 a bottle. And just give it to the comb over and get over it. All right. Head and Shoulders is good. Johnson & Johnson is good. Pert Plus herbal essences are all good. The medicines, Tylenols, almost all of them are good. The bubble gum and the cherry and the allergy. By the way, even according to Ramesha, who says that the medicine, you don't have to worry about Akshavate, everyone's minded that if it's coated with gel or if it tastes, if it's flavored, everyone's minded that it needs, and you have to check up in the digest. I mean, that's another clear reason why you should have the digest. Any flavored medications is Ray Lakila's caliber, Ray Lakila's person. And therefore, and there are cases of people that got high on NyQuil. You should just know. So it is in the Bemet. So therefore, one should buy the digest. Once again, Excedrin is good, and also Advil is good as a regular sinus control. Sudafed is good. If it has a... he says it's good, even though it's good. For acne, Axie 10, Axie 5, and the Axie pads also are good because it uses a synthetic alcohol. Stridex Neutrogena alcohol-free is good, and all Clearasil products are good. For soap, the only thing I got out is Lever 2000, well, 2000 parts. Dial and Coast is good. For Old Spice, yes, Old Spice soap?
Soap.
Yeah. Dove, I didn't see Dove, I don't know. Could be it's good. Again, just because I didn't say it doesn't mean it's not good. It's just the ones I thought were popular, and you could go, you know, we could go on forever here. The tea, the Lipton, unsweetened, unflavored, right, one more minute here. The Wasatsky, the apple, banana, yummy, lemon, and raspberry would be good. Coffee, this could change, by the way. The coffee really could change. This is from last year. This changes every year. Last year, the Folgers was good, and the Taster's Choice was good, and the Chuck Full of Nuts, and the decaf, of course, Maxwell House. What would Pesach do without Maxwell House coffee or macaroons? That is good as well. Hydrogen peroxide, any of them is good. And, oh, this is important, the NutraSweet stuff. So the sweet and good is okay, and the sweeties are good. They're like, they're little, also little bullies that you put in your coffee. But the Equal and the Splenda, Shelly.
Uh-oh.
There you are. Would for those of you that buy that stuff, would have to be concerned on Pesach. In fact, they're not kosher for Passover. One should not buy the Equal Splenda or NutraSweet. Again, also there's kidneys problems, and there's some other common problems. Yes, of course, last but not least, for those, and there's nothing wrong as a therapist if you have to take antidepressants. Prozac, Zoloft, and Paxil, those are the three most famous ones, are good. And last but not least, of course, Ritalin is also kosher for Pesach. Thank you for coming.
We'll move on. All right. I just want to go over it quickly. Whoever asked for products, whoever asked for products last week, the Lever 2000, some of them are problematic, so you should check them out. The Lens Solution, all of them are fine, and the T-Gel from Neutrogena is also all, they're all okay for Pesach. The Dove Body Wash.
Yes.
Right, it's also okay.
So far?
Body wash. Oh, nice. I did not see the Dove hard soap. Clean and Clear, I cannot find.
I used first.
I don't know. I saw the body wash. All right. It'll be quick. What? Yeah, I'll manage. All right, channel number one. All right, here's the deal. We got to find out what we're going to do, and I guess why we don't do things that we think we can do. All right, category number one is anything for Eichel Nefesh, anything for food, anything for, if you want to even prepare stuff that will prepare food, anything like that would be mutter to do on Cholamoid. Even to drive, well, we're going to get to driving in a second. The things are broken down into two categories over here. The question is it a Maisa Uman, is it a professional craftsman work, or is it a Maisa Hedyet, which is a regular layman's
job,
right. Is it Maisa Hedyet or is it Maisa Uman? Just remember these two terminologies so we can move along quickly. Maisa Uman is a professional, Maisa Hedyet is a regular, I don't know what Hedyet, how would you translate Hedyet?
Mundane,
unprofessional. Okay, unprofessional. Okay, and then there's the fourth thing to keep in mind is Dover Aved, which is a loss of money. Okay, here we go. Eichel Nefesh, no matter what, is mutter on Chalamayit, even if it is done with a profession, even if it's done with a professional. In other words, you have a professional cook or something like that, you have a professional come down to fix your oven, you have a professional come down to fix your fridge, all that would be mutter on Chalamayit. Tzarkei HaGuf is anything, this is category number two, Tzarkei HaGuf is anything for refuah, anything for, let's say, to fix your plumbing, to fix your shower, your bathroom, that would all be Tzarkei HaGuf. Even a professional would be mutter to call in on Chol HaMoed. All right, category number, okay, in regards to refu, though, one thing is important to know. A dentist is mutter to go, but for refu is tzarchei guf because you're pained, right? So if you need to go take care of that pain, that's mutter. But to go stand for a checkup, a lot of guys set their checkups, they set their appointments to go that once a year, you know, that they go, they stand on kilometer because they're off anyway. That is more problematic because that really is not tzarchei guf, that's just tzarchei ha checkup.
It is tzarchei guf.
No kilometer, anything like that. It's not tzarchei guf, it's a checkup.
It's not a tzarchei guf. Right now.
So the Baron Moshe says, like Rafi, he says that a guy's happy when he finds out that he's healthy. So he finds out he's good, it's healthy, so it's considered tzarchei guf. It would be mutter. But Lamaisa, as far as we're concerned, once you're trying to, if you could, unless it's a specialist, if it's a specialist and you've been waiting like 10 months for this appointment, you can go derech ha'lamayit. If he pushes you off, you can go. But in general, a regular doctor, once you try to push off his appointment, his annual checkup, if he has no pain. Alright, the next Sheila is anything that's a tzarek ha'mayit. Shalom was talking about driving to the supermarket, so we said that tzarek ha'ikol nefesh is mutter. Again, tzarek ha'guf is mutter, something for the good. We said that like a refuah or plumbing stuff, that would be tzarek ha'guf, that would be fine. Or if your glass is broke, even by a professional, that would be fine. Your ear, hearing aid, ordering a couch to relax on, the tzarek ha'mayit would be mutter. Now the question is, anything that's tzarchei guf is mutter except if it's a ma'isa uman. Now you cannot use a ma'isa uman. In other words, if it's not for food and it's not for your guf, it would be usur to do something professionally. To do something professionally. One second. For example, giving things in professionally to be dry cleaned or to be ironed professionally is considered a ma'isa uman. Another example of a ma'isa uman would be...
Dude, I need to put my cup. I need to wear my shirt.
That's not tzarchei guf. That's considered a tzarchei guf. Another example is if your car breaks down. So you want to go on a trip or whatever it is, and your car breaks down, you go to a mechanic, that's a ma'isa uman, that would be usur on kalamayit. There's no heter for that. For again, even though it's a tzarek hamayit, there's no heter for ma'isa uman
to
go
to. Possible you can use that you might need it.
It doesn't matter. Again, even if you need it, if it's a thing, if it's something that requires professional work.
You'll need it to get food then.
What if it doesn't matter.
Your car to get food.
So what, that's what tzarek haguf. That's Sarah
Gagan Levin. You should be able to fill
it with
gas.
No, that's not, still us. Or whatever it is, it's still us. It's Makshiria. We'll get. We'll speak about it afterwards. We have to move. If you're a professional mechanic, it's still us to do. If you have, don't have yeshivish car on Kalamayit. All right? You won't have these problems. Rather, just take your dad's.
Marvin,
right,
do you do?
Exactly. Don't use Marvin on Kalamayit. This is a psak. Not to go. Yeah, and I want to be Magala to everybody that on tape, you should not go to Superior Transmissions ever because. They're Nazis. Okay. And they try to...
My grandmother works there.
And they try... I don't care.
Your grandmother.
Everyone except for Zevi's grandmother. I'm being Mitzi Sherman on the entire place, and they just tried to rip me up for $1,500, and it was really $150. Okay, move on. What about if you can... One go to the Shilohs, can one go fishing in Fulton Park? Now, the reason why this is the Shiloh in Fulton Park, Dafka, because it's illegal, right? If you could do it without anyone noticing, without the park cleaner upper people. If you could... There's a machlokes if you could fish there. Why? Because if I want to fish for fish that I need for yontif, that's a tzarek hamayit. That would be mutter. But if I'm fishing stam for the fun of it, right? So it's a machlokes. Or Moshe holds it's an einik, right? Even if you're not a redneck, if you enjoy it, it's still considered it's an einik. What? Yeah, that is mutter. He brings down a Moshe that says it's mutter. However, the bear Moshe seems to be cut because it's a small fish that you're not going to use. You're not going to use to eat. He doesn't see it. He sees it as a tircha. He sees it as a zilzal hamayit. And he says it would be usur. And there's other stuff floating around the lake. Don't fish there. If
you
what? If you can eat the fish, clearly it's fine. Again, the Ramosha says clearly anytime you want to do it, it's fine. If you want to go apple picking, some people do that in Chalamayit. That's also, if you get an einig, according to this, what Ramosha says about this, that would be mutter as well. Because you got an einig. Even if you're not going to use the apples, let's say. No one's using 20 pounds of apples, still it would be mutter because you enjoy it. That would be considered the tzarek hamayit. The Shiloh was asked about painting your house. Again, painting your house is a ma'isa uman. Even though I want my house to look nice for tzarek hamayit, it's not tzarek haguf, even if it's an einig, it's still considered a ma'isa uman, and one should not paint his house on Shabbos. Even if it's done on Pi'ashivish, it still would be considered tirka for other reasons. He says clearly one should not paint his house. Taking pictures on Kalamayit, this is also a machlokes. So Moshe clearly says across the board, board, one can take pictures. However, the Chazon Ish and Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, most notably, it's a Dor Machlokes is Koilek. The reason for this is because Rabbi Yaakov looks at the result of it. The result of a picture is a Maisa Uman. It's a nice looking picture. The result, he says, a copy. Also, when you make a copying machine, if you have put a paper in a copying machine, 1 second, the result is a nice copy. Or you type on a typewriter, the result is it looks like a Maisa Uman. So Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky looks at the result and he holds that that's a Maisa Uman. Where Moshe looks at the action, any 10-year-old kid could take a picture, any 10-year-old kid could make a copy, and any child can type on a typewriter. So the action is considered something that anyone could do, and it's a Maisa Hedya. So it's a Machlokes of Moshe Yaakov. If you go like Moshe, then you could take a picture, use a typewriter. In regards to its painting, Moshe says also, if you get an einik from painting, and I guess if you're not a professional, you're not doing it for business, even if you're a professional. If you get an einik for painting, you'd be able to paint a picture, not paint your house, paint the picture. A photographer, if you do it for parnasa, that's a problem. That's parnasa. Then it depends. It's a parnasa shaila. The third shita is the Bar Moshe says, if you have a family picture done, if everyone gets together for yontiv, and you're not going to have this opportunity again, it's just an agea the Batman ride, right? When they rip you off for like $10, right? To have that picture when you take it, so you're not going to have that opportunity again. That the Bar Moshe holds is a dover of it. So it's a dover of it. It's considered a look. You always look stupid anyway. But if you somehow they always manage to get you, and people always buy it and look. That's me in a log of water, and no one can notice it's you anyway. So, you know, he was like, yeah, that's what?
Digital cameras.
Digital cameras.
But they're very easy to use. Anybody can use it.
Again, it's a machlekes, but the Taitzah is a Maisa Uman. It doesn't matter. The result is a Maisa Uman, or Yaakov and Holtz. Also, the result is a picture. The result, in other words,
from your computer. From today's
second. Oh, yeah. Oh.
So, show us a second. Now you know what I'm saying.
That's a Shiloh.
I hear what he's saying. I hear what he's not saying. Let's move along.
You can hold by that, no?
Yeah, Sheen. I don't know. You're saying that any 10-year-old kid could process. I don't know. I can't do it.
Right.
Trading stocks. On Yontif, the same thing. Going to work, same Shaila. It's a Dover Aved. If you lose money, then it would be. There are Paiskin that matter it.
If you wouldn't get a chance to.
But really, their brother's 14 and a half.
No. Just stop. Yeah. It's, I don't know what the Dover Aved and trading stocks. I don't know how stocks work. The Shaila is if you're going up, anybody going to the Catskills for Pesach, if you go to Woodbury Commons, right, it's like, yeah, if you're rich, then you don't have to shop in Woodbury Commons. But if you go to Woodbury Commons, it's even though it's not on sale, stuff that's on sale is clearly mutter because it's a dover of it, if it's on sale. But even if it's not on sale, and it's going to be a big hack to get back to, so the Bar Moshe says that it's considered a dover of it to go back to make a separate trip. Therefore, you could shop, at Woodbury Commons. He doesn't say Woodbury Commons, Balaz, but he says if near the place where you're at, even if there's no sale, but it's going to take a special trip to get back to, that would be... More than 1 second, let's hold all our questions, bear with me. In regards towards meals on Chol HaMoed, one should have, if you can, 2 sudas during the day and 1 at night with bread, and one should have, the Lashon of the Bar Moshe is Nakhain Lasseis Kain. Did I say bread? I meant unleavened bread. That would be okay. Matzah.
Wine also.
Right. And wine would be preferable also to have on Chol HaMoed. You hear this? 2 sudas. To have 2 sudas on Chol HaMoed with matzah and with yayin. Right?
Each one has that matzah.
Yes. It's a mitzvah to do, and also grape juice, according to Rav Moshe, does not work. According to the Debre Tzina Rav, does work. Right. He says
Simchas Yontif. You can drink
whatever you'd like. All right. What's the deal with the begadim? The begadim is also machlekes. Yaller. We got to be done in 6 minutes. If you, it's a machlokes, people want to know if they should wear a suit or not. If you should not wear a suit, you should wear clothing that are nicer than during the week. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. I don't know what that means. If that means Shabbos clothing that are nicer than during the week. According to the Magen Avraham, though, he says clearly it's dafke Shabbos begadim. That's why you'll see. I know the Chassidim are more makbet on this. And if you wait afterwards, the Bar Moshe has a whole thing. If anyone's really interested, why dafke if you wear bekesh and a shtroimel? Dafke then do you have to wear that on Chol HaMoed? He holds that. In other words, whatever it is, it's a whole hack. If you guys wear a bekesh and a shtroimel, then you should wear that on Chol HaMoed, according to all Paiskim, even the Mishnah Berurah. If you stand wear a suit that looks similar to your clothing during the week, the Mishnah Berurah says as long as you wear something cleaner, maybe wear the Maril was nice to wear a jacket or something like that. So maybe wear a Shabbos jacket, wear Shabbos shoes, wear your Shabbos hat. Now, and something clean and nice, nicer than during the week, you'd be according to the Mishnah Berurah. In regards towards Also, laundry and hair cutting on Kalamite, so this is should be understood. It is 100% asr. It is asr to shave. It is asr to take a haircut on Kalamite. It is asr to do laundry under most circumstances. Right? The reason for this has nothing to do with Kalamite. The reason it has to do is because the rabbis made gzeira. We don't want you coming into the first day's yontiv looking like a menuva, looking disgusting. And if you're going to know that you can take a haircut and shave on Kalamite, and if you're going to know you could do laundry in Kalamite, then you're not going to do it for the first days. So therefore, it's a gzeira, and therefore, any laundry, as far as we're concerned, except for kids, is usr, except if you have one beged. If you have one beged, it's mutter, but most of us have more than one beged. I asked Rabbi Forrest, what about undergarments? If you don't have enough undergarments, should you rather do laundry for yourself or buy new ones? And Rabbi Balkon seems to pass in this way also. He says you should buy new ones. And the Berei Moshe, in fact, talks about undergarments. He says it's very cheap to buy underwear in America. I don't know, I guess everywhere else also. And if you can't afford it, we'll collect money for the Fruit of the Loom Foundation. What about ironing? Ironing would be mutter on Kalamite. That's not a Maisa Uman. That would be fine. And in regards towards cleaners also, it's important to know on the cleaners, we don't drop things off on Kalamite. Okay? It's a complicated halakha, which means I don't understand it, but we don't drop things off on the cleaners on Kalamite for after Kalamite. And we don't pick stuff up either, except if you need it, because of Marzine, except if you need it for Kalamite. So if you just have stuff there that's been sitting in the cleaners for 3 weeks, right?
But you need it for Kalamite.
But you need it for Kalamite or Yontif, you can pick it up. But if you don't need it for Kalamite, right, you should not pick it up, and you clearly, no matter what, should not drop it off to be done for afterwards. That clearly should not be done.
Drop it off to be picked up for Kalamite?
Again, if you need it for Kalamite, you could drop it up to pick it up on Kalamite, if that's what happened. One should have all laundry and all suits and all shirts have taken care of before Yontif and before Kalamite, so he doesn't run into any of these problems. Dropping it right before Yontif to be ready, if that's what happened, fine. But again, if you can, like Atila. So that's a whole different, that's a Shabbos thing. Give them enough time before an Arab Yontif to do it.
That's a problem.
Right.
That's why when you brought it in, it's telling having my school done.
Those you rich priests
right.
To Israel.
Yeah, yeah, it shouldn't be that way, exactly. So that could be a problem. You should have it done beforehand. You should have it done beforehand. Alright, one second, last three shaylas here. Alright, is one allowed to write? I'm not sure. I don't know.
See, why do you have that shaila?
In regards towards writing, no, it's very negative because you're picking up because you're going to the cleaners. It's actually a negative shaila. When you're going to start picking out, I don't know. I don't know what the if there's a head of marvish yirum with food. I don't know, but like it works like that with shirts. The last shaila with writing. One second. Peoples. There's a CMC. There's a last shaila with writing at Rabbi Kishnas. Writing on Kalamite. It's a big machlokes. There are pesukim that say our writing that we write is not considered a ma'isa uman. There are those that say writing is a ma'isa uman. But writing regular, you know, English, whatever it is, regular stuff, is not safras, is considered a ma'isa hedin and would be mutter letzarek ha'mayit. You have to write a shopping list. If you have to write a receipt, you have to write a check for food, etc. That would be mutter. There are those that I know the chassidim are knowing not to write at all. There are those people that don't write at all.
It's not working.
But writing notes for class for college, Ramesha, I saw b'shem Ramesha, he doesn't bring this down to Ibris Ramesha, he says that would be considered a devar aved, because if you're going to fail because of it, whatever it is, it's going to cause you a loss. That's nikla on a devar aved. You'll be able to take notes in college. The last shayla is going to great adventures, going on all trips, going to Nelly Bly, wherever you're going to, is that mutter, that is totally mutter l'tzarek ha'mayid. You get an einik from that, bring your macaroons and your soggy matzah sandwiches and your itzkowitz apple juice and the stuffed peppers and have a happy Pesach. Thank you for coming and thank you for listening, and we should all be well. Alright, turn that thing off. Alright, this is of all 100 questions the Berei Moshe has at the end, and in his Kuntres on Kalamite, he says in almost every single one of them that you should please, he says each individual thing, when he talks about laundering the underwear, when he talks about going fishing, when he talks about writing, etc., he says it's an individual shaila, and you have to ask your rabbi, because there's so many complicated things, if it's considered a tzarek hamayit, if it's considered aichel nefesh, if it's considered tzarek hagut, and even if it is a ma'isa uman mutter in this case, and is it a ma'isa uman to begin with, and is it a ma'isa hedi, is it for afterwards, is it before, can you, in regards to picking up cleaners, doing laundry, can you add your gedolim clothing for big people if you're doing a load for small people? The answer to that, by the way, is no. I forgot to mention that. So either way, all these situations, please, we'll never know all the answers, but at least we'll know when to ask the questions. Shkoyach. Thank you for listening.